Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat shalom, family. Shabbat shalom. Thank you, Mighty One, for giving us another day, another opportunity to come and to serve Him, to rejoice in His word, you know. Today is a celebration of sort. You know, today is a day that He's given us to come and to hear a preaching. We come to get a teaching. And that's why I'm here this morning to have a class. And this morning, I'm going to begin my class. We're going to be talking about faith and healing and how there's, without one, there's not the other. You know, without faith, there can be no healing. In the past, we've talked about man and how we use man's system of medicine to attempt to bring healing to our bodies. But as believers, we all know that there's only one healer. His name is Yahushua HaMashiach. He is the only healer. You know, as believers, we know that. For the non-believers, you know, that don't and rely solely upon man for their healing, it would never happen. You know, a lot of us know, just from our experiences, what occurs when we go to the doctor. Now, let me slow down and back up just a little bit, because we don't want to dismiss the medical community altogether. Because they do serve a purpose here. They really do. And we need them at times to tell us prayerfully, you know, we as individuals are not just having them tell us, but we're asking them questions and having them explain to us the different things that are going on with our bodies, these illnesses that we have. So they do serve a purpose. And also they're medicines. But we have to remember, Yahweh is the healer.
Amen.
Yahweh, regardless of whether you use Yahweh's herbs or you go and take the medicines that man gives you, you got to remember now, if Yahweh is the healer, he's the only one person that can relieve you of what's really wrong with you. Now, it's been proven through our usage of man's medicine that it does not heal. What it does is helps one thing, but hurts something else. That's not healing. That's not healing. Healing is when you take a supplement, and in this instance, herbs, through prayer, affects only the thing, only the ailment that is truly wrong with you. Anything other than that is not healing. It's not healing. There are some herbs that we should be mindful of before we take, because they can bring about other problems. You know, those herbs, personally, I stay away from them. You know, but for the most part, majority of the herbs that we take, they do no harm. They do no harm. And it also should be mentioned at this time that upon taking herbs, that just like in prayer, you know, Yahweh tells us that where two are gathered together, that you can have church. Remember the same thing with taking your herbs. You know, if you're going to take one herb, it's good, but they work better in combinations. They work better in combinations. Okay? But Yahweh being the healer, he has placed herbs in the field and leaves on the trees for us. You know, I was during the course of the week, you know, I have days when, you know, I just constantly think about, you know, what it is I'm going to be teaching on Sabbath. And then I have Friday. Actually, I really don't sit down and try to bring it all together until Friday evening, Friday night. But I was thinking earlier in the week about humans and where we came from in relationship to the animals that Yahweh made. You know, he made us all from the same thing, clay. He made us all from the same thing. And it's just by coincidence that the animals in the field, they're still eating from what Yahweh has given them. And not only that, but when they get sick, who do they call on? When the cow gets sick in the field, who does he call on? What does he do to go get better? He eats the herbs. Exactly. Exactly. Now, if we came from the same thing that the cow came from, the elephant, all of these, you know, these guys are vegetarians. You know, would it stand to reason that if we ate these same things, not necessarily grass, but ate a diet that's as close to natural as we can, you know, possibly get, that we would feel better, that we could be strong? Wouldn't it stand to reason that we would be healthier? You know, animals don't have a way of telling us, you know, unless you're around them a lot, you notice certain things about them that is unusual that would make you think that, you know, something is wrong with them, you know. But they don't have a way of telling us when they're sick. You know, they instinctively know. Yahweh put the same thing in us. You know, he has told us, you know, what to do when we're sick. But we've been ignoring it. We've been ignoring it. When those animals get sick, they know where to go in the field and what to eat. They do. You know, a lot of us have dogs. When something wrong with your dog, what do you do? Go eat grass. Ain't no coincidence. Something going on in the GI tract. It's no coincidence. And same thing with us. Yahweh's placed these things here for food for our body and for healing of our soul. And, And it's no coincidence that we should be using them. But I'm moving kind of fast this morning. I forgot to say a prayer. So I'm going to stop right here and say a prayer and ask for forgiveness for not doing it from the beginning. Okay? So if we will, I'll stand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, dear God. Thank you, Yahweh, for bringing us to another Sabbath, Yahweh. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for presence of mind, dear God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, just for arising our souls and blessing us with this day, dear God. Heavenly Father, bless those among us, Heavenly Father, that are sick or infirm, Heavenly Father, or just have things going on in their minds today, Heavenly Father. Just pray, Heavenly Father, and ask that you send some deliverance to them, Heavenly Father. Bless each and every person, and bless each and every person, Heavenly Father, within the sound of my voice. Send a blessing to them also, Yahweh. Oh, Father, continue to bless each and our households, Heavenly Father. And just, Heavenly Father, grant us the wish today, dear God, just for today, Heavenly Father, of deliverance from this world that we live in, Heavenly Father. Keep us from all harm, Heavenly Father, just for today, Yahweh, just for today. Keep us from all harm, Heavenly Father, and most of all, Heavenly Father, God, as we come together, dear God, take all worry from us, Heavenly Father. Take all pain from us, Heavenly Father, and have us focused on your word, Heavenly Father. And this in all prayer, I pray in Yahushua's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. Slow down a little bit here. Okay, I don't know how I got ahead of myself, but sorry for that. But the green in the fields for our for the healing of our bodies, and as meat for our as food. And Yahweh didn't make no mistake when he did these things. You know, there's an order. There's an order to everything. And do you think that we've gotten out of order? You know, the way that we live. Now, we as believers, you know, we all believe that because we find ourselves now with Yahweh. But have we gotten out of order with how we treat our health, how we eat? You know, we're out of order. We're out of order. You know, last week we took a look at Methuselah, Noah, Adam, and their time on this earth. But if we can just open up our minds and think back that far, you know, to when people lived to be 900 years old, you know, they would do. That was the consumption. That was the consumption when Yahweh had made the earth and all things was good. Now, people, even in the beginning of time, were sinning. They were sinning. But there were people that was doing the right things in Yahweh's eyes. Okay? Now, of course, naturally, a lot of people on the earth, so we can't say that Noah was the only one at that time that lived to be 600 years old. All people did. All people did. But as we look and read through the Word and get into the New Testament, lifespans began to get shorter, you know. And it wasn't because Yahweh had wanted it that way. It was because of man and what man was doing. You know, man, you know, as we slowly, as we slowly got away from the teachings of Moses, we found ourselves in predicaments. And when we found ourselves in predicaments, you know, what did we do? You know, we stopped observing the holy days. You know, we were told not to worship idols. You know, whether it was in the mountains, under the sea, you know, in your homes. You know, people started doing those things that got away from the Word. And as people got away from the Word, you know, they got away from Yahweh. They got away from doing the things that Yahweh had told them to do. So, of course, naturally, your time is going to decrease here on this earth. It got to the point where, you know, in the New Testament, where he sent his son. He sent his only son. How long did Yahushua live? 33 years. 33 years he lived. Now, that's a short period of time compared with Methuselah. And he wasn't the only one. You know, his time, when he came, his time was, he knew when his appointed time was to come. He knew. We didn't know it, but he knew it. You know, so it's not to say that he couldn't have lived longer. He came for a purpose. He came for a purpose. But getting back on point, you know, as time went on in the Word, lifespans got short because we got away from the teachings of Yahweh. Yahushua came so that he came to share the Word as it was written, not to take nothing away, for us to come back to the Father. For us to come back to the Father. You know, there were people and things that Yahushua did to let us see that what we were doing was not right. You know, he did things to let us see, and we're going to look at some scriptures that will, you know, qualify that. He healed the people so that we could see. So that we could see. You know, not that he was this almighty person that could do this and do that, but to see, he came to bring love, and he showed love. He showed Yahweh's healing to the people. He showed Yahweh's healing to the people. Wherever he went, there was always a crowd. There's one story in the Word where he was traveling, and there was a blind person alongside the road. I believe it's in Luke, I'm not for sure. There was a blind person on side the road, and a crowd of people. And some way, this blind person knew that it was Yahushua. He started hollering, "Help me, help me." And the people were telling them, "Be quiet, be quiet." Now, this was an act of faith on his part. This was an act of faith on his part. But he just kept on making this noise. And eventually, Yahushua heard him, and he called upon him, "Come here." He made his way to Yahushua. And in this particular instance, Yahushua, there was a couple blind incidents, but in this particular incident, he told him, to go wash your eyes in a pool of water. And he did it. And wow, he could see again. But now, I say that to say this. You know, Yahushua being a healer, had this blind guy not done what the Messiah had said for him to do, would his blindness, would he have been made whole again? Would he have been able to see? No. You know, he didn't know. He had heard about Yahushua. He had heard about the mighty works, you know, of the Messiah. But he didn't know. You know, he took a chance. He took a leap of faith, and he did what Yahushua had instructed him to do. And that's, you know, it's the same thing here and now. You know, we've been instructed to do certain things. We have dietary laws, you know. And we've been instructed to do certain things, you know, for ourselves, for our health. But, you know, some of these dietary things we should be doing, we've got to take a leap of faith in doing. Yes, you know, for us, we've got to break habits. Because back then it wasn't pizzas. You know, it wasn't pizzas. It wasn't, you know, all of these, quote-unquote, and I'm going to have to use the term man-made, because all these foods are man-made. Even though they might, quote-unquote, use natural ingredients on some of them, they're all man-made. You know, but we've got to make a decision and a leap of faith that we're going to cut these things out of our diets. You know, these things have got to find a place, you know, in the garbage can and not in our stomachs. You know, it's only through faith that we're going to receive the healing that Yahweh so prescribed for us. It's only going to be through our making tough decisions about our health that the healing is going to come about. You know, as long as we're doing what we do, we get what we get. You know, God once told me, said that sometimes you got to make tough choices, you know, to bring about change. And that's I think that's the biggest thing in the world that we live in today. You know, we've gotten accustomed to doing, eating certain things. And just to think that all of a sudden I can't have this no more, you know, it brings back, you know, we don't want to do it. We rebel. But then when some form of calamity strikes the body, you know, then we get all up in arms. We ready to pray to God, as we always do. This is what we do as humans, you know, we go through all these things, and then when something happens, you know, we're ready to go to Yahweh then. You know, but you know, there's little simple things that we can be doing now that would prayerfully prevent some of these calamities from happening. Amen. You know, we don't necessarily have to great big changes all at once. You know, just like our walk with Yahweh. You know, it's been gradual for all of us. Nobody came in here, you know, knowing the word. Nobody came in here following the word as great as they are today. I'm going to use that term, as great as they are today. You know, we all came in here as babies, you know, crawling. We crawled in here, you know, and gradually we've been able to stand. And the more we come and we hear the word, you know, the taller our stand becomes. And the same thing it is with our health. You know, we've got to start somewhere. You know, if we want to receive healing, you know, we've got to have faith that the Father is going to be true to his word and relieve us from some of these calamities that's been befallen some of us. It's no wonder that we sometimes get as sick as we do. You know, we don't follow his etiquette. We don't follow his covenant. We don't, you know, this in, what is this, Leviticus I was looking at this morning, Leviticus 11, I think it is, where he's talking about, you know, what foods to eat, you know. And the earth brought forth grass, herbs, yielding, oh, no, that's back in the Genesis. Let's go to Leviticus 11. You know, sometimes we got to be reminded of these things. And, you know, and even with that said, you know, we can't just, we're not supposed to just go and eat these things. You know, we're supposed to wash these things before we eat them. Sometimes some of the bacteria that gets into our systems comes because we haven't taken the time to wash these things. You know, I go to the store, I buy chicken. I don't just take that chicken, put it in a pot and cook it. No. You don't do that. You know. We don't do that. You know, I wash that chicken. I try to let it soak in a little water. You know, if you want to put some salt in there, put a little salt in there. You know. And the same thing with our vegetables. You know, we got to wash these things before we consume our fruit. Most people now, a lot of people will wash their fruit. But when it comes to other things, we don't, you know, we're not, you know, mindful of the fact that germs and bacteria is everywhere, you know. But it's all been in cream, okay. But you know, just to read through some of this, you know, we got to stay mindful of the things that Yahweh has spoken to us. We got to stay vigilant at all times, you know, because these are not things, you know, like our forefathers. You know, our grandmothers and grandfathers, they lived quite a long time, you know, because most of what they ate, they grew.
Amen.
You know, they could go out in their backyard and get some veggies. They know what was in them vegetables. And 9 times out of 10, they didn't scram. You know, they ate hug. They weren't supposed to. They ate hug, but they grew the meat that they ate.
Amen.
You know, and it was handled in such a fashion that they, you know, they knew. Because you got, you know, before they ate the hog was actually boiled. They took that hog after it was killed, and they dropped him into a barrel of boiling hot water.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, you know, it wasn't like, you know, they just killed him and then put him in a little water and got some bit of something. No. It was a process to that.
Amen.
It was a process to that, you know. So we, you know, even eating the foods that we eat, you know, we're not growing it. So we gotta be mindful where it came from and wash it, okay. But in Leviticus 11, you know, it speaks of the different animals. You know, let me see, 11:3, whatever parts of the hoof is cloven footed, choose the curd among the animals. They that may you eat. Nonetheless, 4. Nonetheless, these shall you not eat of them that chew the curd, or of those who part the hoof, the camel, because he chews the curd, but doesn't have a parted hoof. He is unclean to you. Now, when Yahweh commissioned Adam, told him to name these animals, Yahweh already knew. He knew then what was clean for us and what was unclean for us. You know, but that was in Genesis. Now, it's questionable. Did Adam eat meat? Nope. He didn't. Didn't eat meat. He ate all vegetables. Ate all vegetables. So was that a sign for us? Was that a sign for us? I have to say yes. I have to say yes. Even though he gave us a choice. You know, in Leviticus, he's giving us a choice now. Because he's telling us what's clean and what's unclean, you know, what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat. Because by this time, he already knows that you're going to do what you want to do, but this I don't want you eating because it can bring some kind of harm to you. And that's for real. We all know, you know, now it's been, I don't know how long since I had a piece of pork. Think about maybe 1967. To, you know, almost be exact, 67, 68, 69, somewhere around there. But I used to eat pork, grew up on it. You know, I didn't like the chitlins and the mold and all that stuff. I love pea fig, though. You know, but I say all that to say, like, those meats can contain bacteria that sometimes even cooking cannot get rid of. They're diseased animals. You know, I've actually seen hogs. I've fed hogs. I've cleaned hog stables. They eat anything. I've seen a hog kill a snake and eat it. Hogs. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yeah, I have. Yeah, but, you know, they eat anything. And Yahweh knew that he didn't want his people eating that, even though he said you can eat meat. Cattle is okay for you, but don't mess with the hog. Same thing with the sea. You know, we're talking about scavengers here. You know, we're talking about animals that eat dead things. You know, there's scavengers in the sea. You know, I fish a lot, and I just become aware that we can't eat codfish. Don't have scales. I didn't believe. Actually, someone told me. It wasn't someone in the congregation that told me, but it was someone outside the congregation. I asked them, and I didn't really believe them. You know, because I went on a fishing trip fishing for cods. And man, I caught a whole lot of them, but they didn't have no scales. That threw them back. Wow. Yeah, they don't have scales, family. Yeah, they're bottom feeders, family. Yeah, they eat other fish too now. Yeah, but you know, so it's all these things Yahweh knew, and it's good. Something wrong?
Yeah, because that's more than like two orders of those codfish.
Did you?
For the past few weeks.
Yeah. Man.
One order, it was so good, we ordered another one.
Well, yeah. Well, then, you know, don't believe me. Go check behind me. I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, I've thrown a whole lot of them back. I caught some cod. Matter of fact, last fishing trip I went on, I caught some codfish like that. Going back. Don't ask Gail. Nope. Yeah, please check behind me. If I'm wrong, correct me while I'm standing here. Yeah. But, you know, Yahweh knows. He knows these things. He knows that these various animals, you know, carry diseases. They carry, you know, different bacteria, you know, and it wouldn't be good for the bodies of his people, you know. What does it say? Let me see. In 10, it talks about fish. All that don't have scales, fins and scales, in the seas and in the rivers, of all that move in the waters and of all the living creatures that are in the waters, they are an abomination to you, and they shall be an abomination to you. You shall not eat of their flesh and their carcasses. You shall have in abomination. And thank you, wife. Yes, sir. Has anyone fact-checked that?
Yeah.
It's different ones I'm finding out. Well, Atlantic cod.
Yeah, it is, but they're all cod.
But this piece here that I'm reading, it says that all species of cod have cycloid scales. It says cycloid scales have a smooth outer edge and that might be part of the reason that you couldn't see them on the apparently very sleek codfish exterior.
That's what he just said. That's why I said it's a different one. That's a card right there.
So when you
see
scale,
it, like Ravi said,
at first glance, it's saying that you're not going to see scales. But they actually do, and this is coming from somebody who works for an aquarium in Chicago. Huh?
Okay. Now, I actually took the fish. I didn't just look at the fish. I actually took the fish, and I tried to scale it back, and I couldn't. But that's something I think that we'll take a further look at, and we'll get back with. I actually took my finger and tried to, you know, rub it down, you know, because most fish, you know, have a very scaly, and you know, the scales start flying all over the place once you start, you know, scaling it. But with the cod, you know, I couldn't. And what was I? Was that the Atlantic? I don't know, it was Atlantic or Pacific. I don't really know, but I know we went in Massachusetts, and they were fishing off the shore of Maine because they went that far in the water. But anyway, let's continue. But Yahweh, you know, it made it so that we know what foods to eat, what foods not to eat, and being observant servants of His, it behooves us and our health to eat within that dietary law. As we have grown, as society has grown, you know, we've began to live in a way that we live fast lives. So we, you know, look for easy meals, easy things to cook, and all the time those things aren't, quote unquote, healthy for us. But here again, you know, the foods that we eat really is going to determine, you know, our health. It's really going to determine our health. You know, if you take a horse away from hay and oats and grass, those are his primary. That's his primary diet. And you start feeding him something other than that. Majority of the time, he's going to get sickly. He's going to get sickly because he's not receiving his proper nourishment. Yes, sir.
I have a question. Is there a difference between fresh water and salt water?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the fact that one has salt and the other one doesn't.
Okay. Because, you know, one of these notes that, as far as that card, it says fresh water card is not kosher.
So maybe that's what it is.
And then it says, according to this, if you list different cards, it says the primary standard card and have haddock, Pacific card, goldfish, walleye, pollock, hake, whiting, new whiting, motherfish.
They're all in the card family?
These are all in the card family. But then it has a note down here as far as freshwater card is not kosher.
Okay. Perhaps say we'll do a little further study on that so that we can bring the fact back, you know, and get rid of the alarm that I have sounded off this morning. I will this week make it a purposeful effort to look into that and get the truth, okay? But let's continue, you know, talk about the healing and how healing and faith together will bring about a healthy body, okay? First of all, let's take a look at, Mark 10. 10:46 through 51, I think it is. Is Everybody found it. Mark 10, 46 through 52. Now this is what I spoke about earlier, the blind man. I thought it was in Luke, but it was in Mark. One of them is in Luke. This is where the blind man was along the road. They came to Jericho as he went out from Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude. The son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the road. When he heard that it was Yahushua, the Nazarene, he began to cry out and say, "Yahushua, you son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him that he should be quiet, but he cried out the more a great deal, "You son of David, have mercy on me." Yahushua stood still and said, "Call him." They called the blind man, saying to him, "Cheer up, get up, he is calling you." He, casting away his cloak, sprung up and came to Yahushua. Yahushua answered him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him,
Rabboni,
that I may see again." Now here this person is, he never seen in his life. You know, he has a desire. You know, he wants to change. He wants something different, you know. And, you know, let's relate that to our bodies now. You know, we've been eating all the wrong things. We've been eating all the wrong things, but we want change. We're going to call on Yahushua. Yahushua! 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 He's going to call us to him. You know, this is where the faith comes in at. Okay? Yahushua said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Yahushua in the way. Wow. Now, our healing may not come miraculously just like that. See, this is where we fall short. If we don't have immediate gratification, what do we do? If it don't happen in a day, if it don't happen in 2 days, if it don't happen in a week, you know, we'll fall short. You know, forget it. I'm not going to do that anymore. Or, you know, sometimes, you know, like I know with me, you know, sometimes I blindly forget what it is I was doing. You know, you don't always, you know, it's not always a mental thing where you just say you're not going to do it. Sometimes because you're not used to it. So sometimes, you know, you just blindly forget and go right back to your old habits again. But this is where faith comes in at. This is where faith comes in at. You know, and when we're doing things in faith, you know, we don't forget. Because we're looking to the Father now. See, this is where, you know, we've gotten outside of ourselves. You know, just to give you an example, when I'm fasting, I'm not going to say fast, when I'm cleansing, you know, I'm not eating any food. And it's real easy to not to forget that you're fasting, but cleansing, but to eat something because you're hungry. You know, and you know, sometimes you may not even be aware of it, you know, because you're thinking about, especially the first 2 or 3 days, you're thinking about food. You don't want to eat, but you're being led in the blind, And sometimes, you know, as I say, you know, even with that, you know, when I get like that, I've got to call on Yahweh because, you know, that thought is too great for me to overcome, you know, because it's constantly there. You know, if y'all eat like I do, normally I'm eating all day. You know, I don't eat a great big meal in the evening unless I haven't eaten during the day. But you, I'm eating all day. Not a whole lot of, you know, quote unquote heavy food. I'm eating something all day. And unless I, you know, if I don't call on Yahweh, that thought is constantly in my mind. Before I know it, I'm breaking down. Going to find me something to munch on. But in faith, when I put my faith in him, you know, he comes through every time. You know, I forget about the food. And, you know, even though it's momentary, as I stated, you know, it don't all come at one time. You know, it ain't like once he's relieved it, that it may not come. It may come back again, but I do the same thing again. And I may have to do that every day for 7 days. You know, but at the end, you know, I've achieved what I've set out to do, you know, through his blessings. You know, and sometimes that's what we got to do to receive the healing that we so need for our soul and our bodies. You know, we got to call on him. You know, we got to call on him to make the changes that we need. You know, we're weak in the flesh. We're weak in the flesh, but we're strong in him. When we go to him, he strengthens us. He strengthens us, you know. And for us to think that, you know, it's going to happen quickly, no. But as I said in the prayer, one day at a time, you know, even though, you know, you may be fasting for 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, you only have one day. And that's whatever day you are in. Like right now, we're in this day. You know, each day that we wake up, you know, we wake up praying to Yahweh. Because it's another day. You know, we don't pray one day for the whole week. You know, and same thing with our health. You know, we got to pray each and every day. And live in, and as we're doing it, live in that day. You know, if you could be feeling bad today and pray, and he may relieve that bad feeling from you. He may relieve that bad feeling from you. But don't stop praying. Don't not pray tomorrow because you received your blessing yesterday. Pray to him tomorrow for continued health. You're building faith. Building faith. Faith in his word. You know, if we seek him, he will. If we seek him, he will. Let's turn to John 9, 1 through 13. You know, faith and works. You know, we can't, you know, if you know, well, without works, there is no faith. Everybody found it? Okay. John 9:1, 1 through 13. As he passed by, he saw, here's another incident, blind man. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Now, we're going to see the differences in these two blind persons and how his blindness was healed. There's a difference in this, okay? Yahushua answered, neither did this man sin nor his parents, but that the works of God might be revealed in him. Okay? I must work the works of him who sent me. While it is day, the night is coming when no one can work. Now, this sounds to me as though they were getting ready to enter into a Sabbath, you know, and goes on to say, when I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said this, he spat on the ground, made mud with the saliva, anointed the blind man's eyes with the mud, and said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went away, washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and those who saw that he was blind before said, isn't this he who sat and begged? Others said, it is he. Still others said, he is like him. He said, I am he. They said, therefore, to him, how were your eyes opened? He answered, a man called Yahushua made mud, anointed my eyes, and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went away and washed, and I received sight. Then they asked him, where is he? He said, I don't know. They brought him who before was blind to the Pharisees. Faith without works. Faith without works. Faith without works. You know, it's no coincidence. You know, these acts, as they happened, as they were written, and as we read them, was for our enlightenment, for our sight, to give us faith that if we want healing, we can have healing, but we have got to seek it. We have got to put in work. We've got to put in work. You know, Yahushua, when he came, no one thought that, in his living, we didn't know why he was here. You know, when people saw him, what they saw was someone that could perform miracles. They didn't know that he came, you know, to show acts from the Most High that would give us a vision, give us something to see, give us something that, you know, you can, you know, faith is something that you can almost, you can't, but you can almost touch it. You can almost touch it, you know, when you have faith. You know, when he came so that we could see that the Most High had a blessing for us all. But in order for us to cash in on that blessing, we had to go through his son in faith to receive that blessing. You know, we all know that nothing just happens. We all know that we don't receive those blessings, you know, without going through the Son. You know, it's through our faith that we do it. You know, the same way we have been blindly putting our blind faith in man and the foods that he's been preparing and we've been eating, because that's what we've been doing. We have blindly and been putting faith in these things. You know, here it is. We have Yahushua HaMashiach, who died on a tree for us, you know, for the blessing of us, you know, for us to find faith. He died so that we could find faith. He came, he showed faith, acts of kindness, acts of love, you know, for us to see. We know what he did. We know what he did, but blindly we go into the stores and we buy all these different foods that we buy, and we take them home. Not only do we eat them, we feed to our kids too. Blindly. So, with that said, let's just think of how life would be if we just use faith. started making little changes in our life. And allowed the faith of the Messiah to guide us in our health. We know what he can do. He's told us. You know, and we also know what man does. We also know, here we go again. You know, we blind. You know, we do things blindly. You know, we don't always go to the store and think that, you know, these foods that we're buying had these chemicals in it. That's because we're so used to doing it. You know, we're accustomed. You know, when you're accustomed to doing something, you're comfortable. You know, you let your guards down. You know, we're walking and, you know, we're walking blind. We've let our guards down, and we've allowed man to bring destruction to Yahweh's temple. When we go in the store and we buy all these products that has sugar in them and constantly eat them, I'm not saying not to eat no sugar. I ain't telling nobody that. Because I eat sugar sometimes myself, okay? In the form of cookies. Okay? So, you know, I eat sometimes myself. But it's not something that we should make a habit of. You know, but it's safe to say if you're going to break a habit, you got to leave it alone first. You know, you can't keep giving a drug addict drugs and telling you're going to be okay tomorrow. You're not going to use tomorrow. You know, but we got to leave it alone. You know, those things, they you know, we live in a world that's ruled by one thing. Got $4 here. This is what the world is ruled by. This here. Everybody, you know, they don't care. You know, just think. We're in Baltimore City. Majority of us, you know, live in Baltimore City. You know, the majority of us know people who live in homes that are unsafe, unhealthy. So, and it's allowed. It's allowed. If it wasn't allowed, it wouldn't be going on. So, you know, and when it comes to our food supply, got to think the same way. We have got to think the same way, you know. And right back to the same thing. If we want healing, we got to go to Yahushua HaMashiach. We want healing, you know, through faith. We got to show faith. You know, we've got to pray and ask him for this healing. You know, I can stand here and I can ask for healing for the group. You know, he wants that. He wants us to come together and pray for one another.
Amen.
You know, pray for good health for one another. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, used to have people come up, you know, you may have friends and this, that, and the third outside of here. You know, they tell you, I'm going to pray for you. And sometimes I've honestly said to people, don't worry about it. You ain't got to pray for me. You know, now I'm talking outside this room, okay? Outside this room. Because everybody ain't praying the prayer of Yahweh.
Amen. That's right.
So even there, you know, you got to be careful who you have praying for you.
Right.
You know? But get back on topic. Our healing is going to come through Yahushua HaMashiach. You know, there's, let's take a look at Proverbs 3, 1 through 6. You know, and that's where, you know, all of our knowledge comes through Yahweh. Proverbs 3, 1 through 6, family. Okay, and it reads, my son, don't forget my teaching. But let your heart keep my commandments for length of days and years of life and peace will they add to you. Don't let kindness and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on a tablet in your heart so you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of Yahweh and man. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Wow. Ooh. Man, that's powerful. Whew. That's powerful. Just think about that for a moment. You know, if I can just, you know, if I can just get rid of, me, and allow him to come in, and that's gonna relieve us of so much. But here again, you know, we're human. Right back there again, we're human. You know, and I think, you know, I do this because, you know, I want everybody to understand that it don't happen overnight, you know. It don't happen overnight. That's the reason why I keep going there. Because a lot of times, you know, we won't do things because, we don't have time. You know, we don't this, that, and the third. But you don't have to worry about taking on this whole army at one time. We're going to take our time and we're going to fight that army. We're not going to go out there all at once. And the same thing with his word. You know, we're just going to take piece by piece and bring it into our souls and follow it and do it. You know, here again, you know, faith heals. And here, Yahweh has told us, once again, you know, what to do. Don't forget my teachings, son. Don't forget my teachings. There's healing in my teachings, son. You know, write them on a tablet. Put them in your heart. Son, don't forget them. You know, for length of days, don't forget them. You know, to find good standing with Yahweh. You know, these are the things that he's asking of us. These are the things that our forefathers didn't do. These are the things that they didn't do. So it's no wonder that the things that happened to them happened. It's no wonder. You know, Yahweh, he tells us, you know, I'm a forgiving hell. But he also tells us, you know, I'll punish you when you're wrong. You know, put those idols aside. Honor me. You know? Faith, healing through faith. You know, that's what we're talking about. You know, we're talking about going to the Father, asking the Father for change in our, you know, in our minds, in our hearts, you know, to get rid of these habits that we've grown accustomed to. You know, I've got a question. Are we following man's edit when we go to the store and we buy his food? That just came to me. Are we being disobedient to the word? Because you got to remember now, you know, most of the foods that we eat are manufactured. Most of the foods that we eat have chemicals in it. Are we being disobedient to the word? You know, most of the food, even though, you know, like in the dietary laws that Yahweh gave us, you know, it don't mention nothing about poison. But when we go to the store and buy these things, are we actually following the word? You know, that just came to me. I'm curious. Anybody got an answer for that? Yes, sir.
In Leviticus chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, Yahweh speaking to Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, speaking to the sons of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. We can look at that as being a command.
Yes.
Everything that he listed as far as the clean foods, this is what we're supposed to be eating. In addition to what he said in regard to the vegetation also being good for food. So the point you're making is actually true. When we think about processed foods and everything that man has done to the food, that's not what the Creator commanded us to eat. He commanded us to eat what he says in his word. So that's true.
Amen. I pray those who are listening heard that. We weren't commanded to eat processed food. You know, we've all been given a pass. You know, I guess it's safe to say that as babies we do as babies, but as adults we do as adults. And we find out that we've been doing wrong, what do? We make changes.
Amen.
We make changes. And, you know, change doesn't come overnight. Nope, don't come overnight. It happens gradually. You know, and you know, I'm serious about this. I'm not trying to beat anybody over the head, make them do something that they don't want to do. You know, this is food for thought. This is food for thought. You know, you take it and you use it the way that you so see fit in your life. But just remember this. This is Yahweh's word also. It ain't my word. It ain't my word. Now, some of this has been me, but majority of this is Yahweh's word. Now, you take that and use it where you want. But he wants us to be healthy. You know, he, as we stated before, can't use six soldiers do not go out in the battle. He does not want his sick, his infirm on the battlefield. So if we're going to do battle, you know, we've got to begin to take a much closer look at our health and start doing things that's going to improve our health. You know, today, this is just, you know, week two of my class, and as I go forth in the coming weeks, you know, I'm going to begin to share, you know, the different herbs that we can use and so on and so forth. But believe me, it's amazing. It's amazing. You know, just little simple things. You know, we're getting ready to get into the fall of the year, just to get off topic for a moment. We're getting ready to get into the fall of the year, and everything changes around us. To some of us, we don't notice it, but our bodies are changing also. And it's behooving to us to take a look at that and begin to prepare our bodies for the coming winter. Because we move from the fall into the winter. It's a reason for all of this, family. We'll get to that later. It's a reason for all of this. But I say that to say this. Around this time of year, this is when people start having colds, this, that, and the third. So, you know, let's not continue to run to the drugstore and buy this stuff off the shelves. Got all this junk in it. Names you can't even pronounce. You go to buy cough syrup. They put cough syrup on the front of the bottle because you know what that is. But if you look on the back of the bottle, that's where the truth is. The truth is on the back of the bottle. That's what's in it. You know, let's look at, you know, it's a little deceiving. When you really think about it, it's deceiving. You know, they're telling you it's cough medicine. But see, here again, when you see the word medicine, think about that. You know, but they, you know, on the front of the bottle, tell you cough medicine. But then you go look on the back, and if you take time and start Googling some of these things, you're talking about cough poison. Because we got all these chemicals in it. But, you know, there's things that we can do right now that that will help us, you know, with these colds when we get them. You know, natural things that are very simple. Very simple. You know, you got elderberries. Get yourself some elderberries. Boil them. Add a little honey to it. Give it to your kids. Instead of going down the street and get that rheumatussin and all that other stuff and give it to them. Got alcohol and this, that, and the third in it. You know, give them elderberries, some hawthorn berries, some linen. You know, put a little Put, you know, it's a bunch of stuff you can put in there, but primarily the elderberry. That's good for the cough. You know, something real simple. You know, we got to start thinking that way. And if you don't know, ask somebody. Man. Ask somebody. You know, we got to get away from, I'm not going to because this, that. Ask somebody. Your health depends upon it. You know, and crazy enough, you know, when you go to the store, a lot of these things will have right on the front of the bottle, elderberries included. But we don't, you know, we don't take the time to figure it out that it's actually the elderberry was supposed to be in this bottle that's going to make my child better. It's not all these other things. It's the elderberry. You know, it got to the point now where people began to realize that, you know, different herbs or whatever are good for you. So when they manufacture this stuff, they put it on the box to let you know, this is what I got. I got the elderberry over here. So that's what you're going to go get. But it's just a minute amount of it in there. You know, you can get some elderberry real cheap. But everybody I was trying to think of was burdock. You know, when, like I said, they work better in combinations. But the burdock is good for, you know, in the liver, kidney. We've got to start thinking like that. You know, and not just that, but I was going to talk about this earlier in my class, but let's just take a look at what's going on in the world right now. I'm getting off subject. I know. I'll get back on in a minute. And take a look at what's going on in our world right now. It's not really affecting us, but over in the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, the Bahamas, down in Florida, you know, these storms that have been, you know, catching people. I want to say off guard, because they never thought, you know, they never knew that they were coming, you know, until. But these storms are no coincidence, but that's not, you know, what I really want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the fact that for us, you know, we see everybody else having these calamities. So what is that telling us? Is that telling us that it's not going to happen to us? Is it telling us that it can happen to us and that we should be preparing ourselves for whatever? You know, how many of us have money in the bank? None of us? Whoa. Okay. But anyway, I just use that as an analogy. You know, the same way we put money in the bank, we have to start putting our food in our storehouses. Really, you know, because, you know, times aren't like times used to be. They really aren't. You know, this world is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And what's happening? These storms are getting worse and worse and worse. You know, these calamities are getting worse and worse and worse. You know, we've got to start taking a look at these things. Yep, sure enough, haven't affected us yet. You know, who was it? Joseph? You know, he was a saving grace for his family. They didn't know it at the time. You know, they thought they were just getting rid of a brother who their father had seen favor in. They were jealous. But they didn't know that Yahweh had already had a blessing upon him. They didn't know that. You know, and here this man is, he went on to live in the house of Pharaoh. And he had dominion over everything this man owned. Everything. Everything. He was given by Yahweh sight. You know, he could see things. And he knew that something was going to happen. So what did he do? He didn't wait for it to happen. He started putting stuff away. They had bumper crops of corn. He put some corn away. They had bumper crops of wheat. He put some wheat away. Family, that's what we should be doing. I know I'm off subject here, but that's what we should be doing. We should be putting things away. What's going to happen if, just say for instance, and this has occurred before, you know, this right here in Baltimore, there's times when water pipes break. You ain't got no water coming to your house. But half of us don't even have a gallon of water in our house that we could use in an emergency. You probably got to run out your house down the street to get some water. When you get there, you're going to find out that the line is so long, you got to wait to get it. You know, we really shouldn't be waiting, you know, on things like that. Because we know it's going to come. We don't know when. We don't know when. Prayfully, it won't. But he's telling us, you know, to be mindful, you know, because these things are happening. You know, and the more we look in our world today and we see all the destruction that's being created, all of the immoral acts that are being enlarged, you know, what can we expect? You know, oh, I know what it is. We think that those things happen to our forefathers, but it can't happen to us. Now, yeah, he told us that we wouldn't die from water again, that he would not destroy the earth through water again. But he didn't give us a pass telling you that I'm not going to not bring destruction. He didn't give us that pass. You know, so I say that to this family and anybody that's listening. You know, we've got to begin to take closer looks at what we're doing to prepare ourselves, you know, in case of a calamity happening. You know, we talk about it. Got to find time to, you know, begin to have discussions to start working towards that. You know, because I hate to be in my house over here and have something to happen. And, you know, I've got a little something over here. And over here, you know, I've got one of my brothers and one of my sisters, you know, and they're living over here and don't have anything. You know, that remind me of the brides last night that we talked about yesterday, even 10 brides. They were all given the oil. Huh? You know, we got to think about that. Those that didn't have what they told them, go and buy it. You know, we all don't have to do the same thing. We can all be assigned different things to do. So if something happens, and if I'm over here, yada, yada, I need. You know, we can barter. We can get from one another. But if none of us are doing anything, you know, we can't expect for one, you know, one person to supplement the whole family. And if that one person don't, you know, we can't, you know, look at them as being wrong. Always, you know, he's giving us choices. You know, it's all in the word. It's all in the word. He's telling us to do these things, family. But I'm gonna get back on topic here. You know, it was a couple of things I meant to talk about at the beginning of my class, and that was actually one of them. But let's go to James 5:16. Come on, man. James 5:16. Everybody found it? Okay. I'm going to start at 1. Now, I've got to read. For me, I read the whole chapter so I can actually get the meaning. If I just read one verse, sometimes I get a little thrown off by that. So I'm going to read the whole chapter. Starting at 1. Come now, you rich weep and howl for your miseries that are coming to you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver are corroded, and your corrosion will be for a testimony against you, will eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up your treasure in the last days. Behold the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which have kept back by fraud, cries out, and the cries of those who reap have entered into the ears of the master of hosts. You have lived delicately on the earth and taken your pleasure. You have nourished your hearts as a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the righteous one. He doesn't resist you. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the mighty one. Behold, the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient over it until it receives the early and late rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Messiah is at hand. Don't grumble, brothers, against one another, so that you won't be judged. Behold, the judge stands at the door. Take, brothers, for an example of suffering and of patience, the prophets who spoke in the name of the Messiah. Behold, We call them blessed who endured. You have heard of the patience of Job. You have seen the mighty one in the end, and how the Messiah is full of compassion and mercy. But above all things, my brothers, don't swear neither by heaven nor by the earth nor by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no no. So that you don't fall into hypocrisy. Is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is any cheerful? Let him sing praises. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the assembly and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And the prayer of faith will heal him who is sick, and the Messiah will raise him up. If he has committed sins, it will be forgiven of him. Confess your offenses one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, earnest prayer of a righteous man is powerfully effective. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it didn't rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. How did that happen? Wow. Sorry. He prayed again, and the sky gave rain, and earth brought forth its fruit. Brothers, if any among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who converts a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. We serve a mighty God. Forgiven. Forgiven. There's what we've been talking about today is a prescription for good health. You know, it's real simple. It's called prayer. Real simple. You don't need a prescription. You don't need a prescription for this. All you need is faith that your prayers will be answered. All you need is faith that your prayers will be answered. What else do we want? What else can we ask for? It's simple. Be obedient to the word. There's other scripture that I could go to, but I'm gonna stop it right here. Be faithful to the word that our prayers will be answered. But if you don't pray, you won't get no answer. If you don't seek help, you won't find healing. We've got to put work into this thing. And the work that we have to put in is faith and praying. Is it safe for me to say that one is an act, praying is an act, and faith itself? What can we say faith is? Faith is something that we don't see, but we know it's there, and we know that it's going to happen. That's what we got to have in our mind. You hear people say all the time, keep a positive mind. Well, that's keep a positive mind. Let's keep a positive mind. But, once again, family, Yahweh is he's finding ways, he's opening up doors, he's prayerfully opening up minds to the things that we've been sleeping about. Because we've really been sleeping, when it comes to our health. We've really been sleeping when it comes to the things that affect our health. We've been sleeping. But let us wake up today, as Shafut El was up here yesterday. You know, I was sitting over there, and you all always, you know, talk about different songs that come to your mind. But a song that came to my mind was Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Wake Up Everybody. That came to my mind yesterday. Wake up everybody. Yep. Let me see if I can think of something. I used to know that. I used to love that record. I used to love it. I used to sit down and smoke my little marijuana and find me a nice little quiet. I'm serious. And just get into it, you know. Wake up everybody. No more sleeping in bed. You know? Was it? Time for wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more backwards, yeah, you know, more backwards thinking. You know, come on now, let's not think backwards, you know, time for thinking ahead. The world, you know, the world won't get no better. There you go, here come one of them young hip-hoppers. Come on, Rabbi. Yeah, but you know, it's real. It's prevalent. You know, a lot of them old songs, they, you know, they hold a lot of meaning. They really and truly do. I guess that's the reason why, you know, some of the young folk gravitate towards them. Because it's meaning there. You know, let's wake up. You know, let's wake up, you know, and do what it is that we know to do. No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world is so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Yeah, but it's everybody's chiming in. Yeah. World won't get no better if we just let it be. And that's the truth. Yeah. Yep. It's in the song. You know. So, you know, let's wake up today, family. Let's just stand up for a moment. Give Yahweh a hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. You know, because it's all in his making, man. It's all in him. We're here because of Yahweh. You know, we're supposed to be on the front line, family. We're supposed to be on the front line. We're the ones that's before the enemy get to anyone else. He's gonna come to us because he already got them. Come on now, he already has them, so he's got to get to us. So let's strengthen our bodies.
Amen.
Let's do what we got to do. You know, it don't have to be an overnight thing. It's not going to be an overnight thing.
Amen.
You know, Yahweh wants us to begin today to start healing our bodies. And I think we'll find once our bodies are healed that our mind become a little more, our minds will be healed also. Because a sick body got to have a sick mind. You know, because when you're not feeling good, you know, you got things going on in your mind. There's no way that you can't, you know. My back bothers me. For as much as I hate to think about it, you know, but it has other effects on me. You know, my attitude sometimes stinks. You know, it has other effects on me. So, you know, it's not. Let's let it go, family. Let's do what we got to do so that we can make this world a better place.
Amen.
You know, so that we can become stronger. You know, so that we can, you know, begin to come together a little bit more. Because these things, you know, if we, the same way we call one another, you know, about scriptures, you know, let's begin to call one another, talk about our health. You know, different things that we can do. You know, different things that you can do to help me. You know, it's we can't do it alone, family. Yahweh is giving us tools. Let's use them. But more so than anything, let's you know, take a look at the Father. Continue to look at Yahweh for health. Let's continue to look to Yahweh for strength. And let's just, you know, strengthen our resolve to pray more for our health and for the health of Beth Yahweh as a whole. Because we all need it.
Amen.
We really do. We all need it. There's a lot going on here that's not said. really. It's a lot that goes that's going on here right now. It's not said, but we all need it. So let's come together and pray for one another, and seek Yahweh and His healing through His Son Yahushua HaMashiach. Rabbi, would you close this prayer, please?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yahushua HaMashiach. Heavenly Father, we give praise, glory, and holy name to your holy name, Heavenly Father, for blessing each and every one of us who are present, those who are listening, those who are gathered together in honor of your holy day throughout the four corners of this world, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing each and every one of us with another day of life, granting each and every one of us another opportunity to better our relationship with you. Heavenly Father, we ask that your grace and your mercy be upon us. Forgive each and every one of us for the sin that we have committed against you. For against you, and you only, have we sinned, Heavenly Father. Therefore, we ask that you cleanse each and every one of us by the blood of your Son, which was shed for all humanity, Heavenly Father. And we ask you for strength by way of your Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, that we be strengthened in areas where you know we are weak. You know us better than we know ourselves, Heavenly Father, as the Holy Scripture teaches. The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? But you, Heavenly Father, unlike humanity, you search the hearts of men. Therefore, we ask you to search within the depth and the recesses of our hearts and our minds, Heavenly Father, to seek out where we need that help, Heavenly Father, and by way of your Holy Spirit, strengthen each and every one of us, that we become more obedient to your word, Heavenly Father, that we become more submissive to your divine will, Heavenly Father, that we do all and only those things that are pleasing in your sight, Heavenly Father. These things we can only do, not by our strength, not by our might, but by thy power, by way of your spirit, Heavenly Father. Therefore, we pray through Yahushua, our Messiah, by whom we can do all things, Heavenly Father, to lead us and to guide each and every one of us mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, that we may be what you desire us to be, your sons, your daughters of Israel, Heavenly Father. B'shem Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Shabbat shalom. Yes, sir, Shabbat shalom. 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 Shabbat shalom. That was pretty good, sir. Shabbat shalom.